Musicians doing what they can to keep their fans engaged, to make some money, keep their profiles up, and do what musicians do really well, which is to entertain us. Francois van Cooke, no exception. I think it's no exaggeration. So legendary South African musician from the van Cooke cartel, Fok of Policiekar, and all kinds of other things. Francois, very good evening.
Mike, what's happening, man? It's good to chat to you.
It is. How have you been getting on through this virtual world, Francois?
Yeah, obviously it came as a massive shock, like to the music industry and as to everyone else in the world. But when we started realizing we won't be able to do shows, I was like, "Oh, no ways! We won't be able to do shows in April. How are we going to survive?" And now we kind of made it until September, and it was just a massive game of reinvention and doing things differently, and doing things online, and doing things remote. But I mean, I thought it's going to be worse. I thought 6 months down the line, we're going to be in dire straits, but it's actually been pretty cool.
No, well, I think the industry has been remarkably adaptable, but I feel for you blokes. You obviously love live performing, and you can't do it. Now, tonight you've got your concert with friends. This is a bit of an institution, but obviously very different this year.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. We've been doing it for 2 years, and we did it in an arena. So it's a kind of an arena show that was made for that. You know, we had 10,000 people last year at the Sun Arena in Pretoria. And, you know, this year there was really a massive doubt about doing it. And, you know, we actually made it happen. And it's happening tonight, and it's going to be incredible. I mean, I've got all my friends here, amazing musicians. I think the cream of the crop, to my opinion. And I can't wait for tonight.
So who are some of the people joining you, or do you want to keep it all a surprise?
No, dude, I'll run it past you, or past your listeners as well. Early B, Donny from Spoegwolf, Die Heuvel Fantasties, Fok of Policiekar, Matthew Mole, Taryn Lamb, Early B, Jack Barrow. Damn.
Okay,
I don't know if I covered all of them, but
you've covered enough. You covered enough to give us a sense that this is a gathering of seriously good South African musicians. Okay, how does it work? How do people get into it? Do they have to pay? What happens?
Yeah, dude. So it's basically a 2-hour show, and me and my band, Die Gevaar, are running the ship, and then all my collaborators join me at different times. Some of them do songs on their own, but it's kind of a complete collab show, and people can get tickets at iTickets. They're available till 8 o'clock, and you can actually watch the show for the next 48 hours if you can't do it tonight. So on iTickets, if people follow me on Instagram or Facebook, there'll be links all over the place in my bio, and it's going to be incredible. We've been here rehearsing and getting things ready the last 2 days. The production is on another level. It's amazing visuals, amazing sound, amazing people. It's just going to be sick.
It does sound really good. iTickets is the venue. So many, I haven't heard of iTickets before, so it's just itickets.co.za, is it?
That's it.
Okay, well, look, good luck with it. I've got to ask you one question. Just look at your Wikipedia biography here. I had no idea you began with a band called A Guy Called Gerald. Why Gerald?
Dude, actually a very weird story. When we started playing started that band, that was like in the year 2000. We were struggling to come up with a name, and we actually saw a drum and bass compilation album, and there was a DJ called A Guy Called Gerald, and our drummer's name was Gerald. So we were like, oh, no one knows this DJ, we'll just call our band A Guy Called Gerald. Okay, a year or so later, this DJ actually became a massive drum and bass DJ. So we changed our name, obviously.
Okay. And became considerably more famous with other names. Francois, I love it. Thank you very much. I like backstories to bands. It's a great yarn. And good luck tonight. I hope it goes really well. I hope you get plenty of support. People are backing musicians.
People have been backing us amazingly, dude. And I think that's really kept us alive as, you know, musicians in South Africa. It's been great. Our fans have been awesome. And tonight is no exception. I can see that in the sales for the show tonight. But for anyone out there that still wants to get in, you can.
Okay. Francois, thanks very much. Appreciate your time. Know you're busy building up that show at 8 o'clock tonight online at iTickets. And you can play it for the next 24 hours, so you can experience it whenever you want to.